Didn't expect to see you here. I mean, you've always been a homebody. It usually takes a ton of effort to drag you outside of the house. What are you doing here? Ah, designated driver of your new girlfriend and her pals. You're in for a fun night. Me? You know this has always been my haunt, right? This place has everything I need to get away from things. The mojitos here are excellent, the music is decent, the people aren't as obnoxious as the ones at the bar across the street, and if that isn't enough to convince me to stay loyal, the new bartender is cute. Think I might have a shot with her? That gave you ideas. Oh, come on. I can see the slight smile across your face. You're definitely entertaining the thought of me and her making out. Where is your new girl anyways? Of course, she's at the dance floor. But why aren't you joining her out there? You're saving them a seat? Okay then. And does said girlfriend's friends have boyfriends with them, at least? They didn't join you. And why? Because they didn't need to. That's fucked up. Oh, no, I didn't say anything. Nothing, I promise. You know, I've only seen her on your Instagram, but I've yet to meet her in real life. And I'm actually slightly offended. Every single person in our inner circle has met your lovely lady, except for me. What gives? It's not like I'm going to get hurt for anything. It's literally been almost a year since our breakup, and half a year since you've gotten your new girl. Oh. Oh, really? She doesn't want to meet me. Huh. So that's how it is then. Of course I'm pissed off. 6 months ago we were alright. We've gotten over our breakup and fell back to being good friends. Then you get yourself a girlfriend and I was happy for you. No, really, I was. And I've always wanted to meet her and get to know her. Maybe be good friends with her in the long run so everything would run smoothly. But nope. Apparently, that's never going to happen because you picked a pretty insecure bitch who likes to take control of your life. Oh, you think I'm wrong? Look at your current situation, love. You don't like going out, yet you're here at the club as a goddamn chaperone. You're not even enjoying yourself. Heck, your girlfriend isn't even making an effort to make sure you're at least having a good time. You don't even have friends accompanying you. And apparently, she's so insecure she can't even go ahead and try to meet your ex. Does she even know why we broke up? See? She knows there's no chance of us ever getting back together, and yet here she is controlling your interactions with me. Why would you let her do this to you? Because you love her. That's some kind of love, that is. I bet she doesn't even do shit for you. Please, don't even try to cover for her. The truth is written on your face. It's obvious that she does jack shit for you. I wonder if she's even good to you in bed. Does she even suck your cock? I know that look on your face. I'm right, aren't I? Wow, you didn't even deny that one. Jesus. She's that bad? What the hell did you even last this long at this point? Right, right. Love. Love and all that bullshit. Scoot over for a sec. Yeah. I'm taking a seat. Rude of you to not even ask me to sit down, even though we've been talking for quite a bit now. What? You scared your girlfriend will react poorly? Please. She's busy getting wasted on the dance floor with her girls. She won't be taking a seat here for a long while. Thank you. Work's been good to me. That's some ample time to travel and get around. All in all, life's been treating me pretty well. Thank you for asking. My dating life. I'm sorry, it's just... I didn't expect you to ask this. Well, I don't know. We have a similar inner circle. I would have thought you'd be updated through them. Oh, you wanted it to come straight from me, eh? I'm single, yes. Mingling well, occasionally, and so far I'm having fun. Why? You jealous? Oh, you know me. I'm generous. I can share a bit of the fun. If you want in on this, I won't oppose to at least making sure that you enjoy yourself while you're here. Aww, you think I'm joking? I'm not. I'm serious. You know I care about you, even if we had a pretty rough breakup. And now that I know your situation, now that I know you're unhappy, now that I know you're unsatisfied, and don't deny it, I know you. I don't think I can let you go tonight without reminding you of how good it feels to actually have some fun. I don't think I can let you walk away without at least giving you what you really want, what you really need, what you really desire. Right, Master? Oh, how you've missed being called Master. You know, it makes me wonder why you haven't taken control of her. I'm sure you could do it if you wanted to. A goody two shoes like her will break easily. Unless you really don't want her. You really don't desire her. You're that unhappy with her that you don't even want to try to train her. I don't know what it is between the two of you, but don't worry. At least for tonight, you know that I could give you what you want. In fact, you don't need to ask. I will give you what you want. All you need to do is tell me, Master. All you need to do is tell me. Call me your little kitten. Call me your good little girl. Tell me that you want me. No? Do you want me to beg for it, Master? Do you want me to beg for me to make you feel good? Do you want me to beg to have my hands on your massive cock? Oh, please, Master. Please let me have your huge cock tonight. Please let me worship it. Just like before. Just like when I was still your pretty little pet. When I was still your kitten. Please. I've missed you. I've missed your huge cock. Please. Thank you, Master. May I take out your cock? Yes. Right here. Right now. You want to feel good, and I want to make you feel good. So I will do it here. Now. You've always wanted a bit of fiddle before, right? That's why we always had the filthiest moments. That's not going to change. Even when we aren't together anymore. Please, Master. Right here, right now. Let me give you what you've been craving for. You deserve so much more. Fuck. Still as huge, hard, and standing proud as I remember. God, what a sight. I wanted to savor this. Don't you miss this so much? Don't you miss my hands on your lap, close to your rock-hard cock, always ready to make you feel good? Don't you miss my touch? Don't you miss my fingers, not even able to wrap around because of how thick your cock is against my small hands? Don't you miss my slow, steady strokes? How my fingers trace your long, hard length from the base to the tip. My thumb running over your sensitive head. Oh, because I do. I missed feeling how huge it is in my hands. I missed feeling it twitch and harden with my touch. I missed being overwhelmed by its size and its power, knowing that this massive cock that I'm stroking right now, can easily break me, ruin me, split me apart, stretch me out and fill me up completely, the way no other cock can. Fuck. Does this feel good, Master? Isn't this so much better? Am I not better than her? Tell me, Master. Please, tell me. Tell me that I'm the better fuck. Yes, Master, thank you. And any time you want to feel pleasure, you only need to ask me. No, you don't even need to ask. You only need to command me. Call me, and I'll be there, on my knees, wearing my collar. Just like always. I'm the only one who can make you feel this way. I'm the only one who can make you feel this good. And fuck, you're the only one who can turn me on so much with just the mere thought of your massive cock. Please, Master. I can't hold it in any longer. I want to suck on your huge cock. I want to worship it with my mouth. I want to gag on it, choke on it, make you feel how good it is to take a slut's hot and wet little mouth. Please, Master, please. You really think I care about being caught right now, Master? I don't. All I want is to make you feel good, make you feel pleasured, make you feel like a god, because you know that's what you deserve. That is what is ought to be given to you. That's what I want to give to you. So please, Master, please. Thank you, Master. Now allow me to just slip down and go on my knees for you, right here. Fuck. And now that I'm down here, it's even bigger than I remember. So huge, so hard, and all for me, all because of me. Pressing my soft, full. small lips against the head of your hard cock. Licking and sucking. God, even the head is so big. I still remember how you trained me, master. How you trained me to take care of your godly cock. So I know that this is not just what you want. You want me to kiss the sides of this huge cock. Trace the length of it with my tongue and my lips. Oh. So much to cover. Making sure not an inch is ignored. Savoring every single part. Fuck. Still too much for me after all this time. Still too much, and yet I can't get enough. Please let me gag on your massive cock. Let me ruin myself on you. Let me be a mess for you. I know what you want to hear. I know what you like to see. I know this is what would make you feel so good. Please, master, please. Oh, thank you, master. Thank you. And I would do this for you every single night if you wanted it to. Always ready to service you, always ready to please you, because you've trained me to do so, master. You trained me to please you, and only you. Where I ought to be, down on my knees, pleasuring you, sucking you, making you feel like a god. Fuck.
feel you getting closer, Master. Please come. Please come down my throat while I gag on your cock. Come down your kitten's throat, please. Please, Master, please. You miss it. I told you that I'm still the better fuck. Well, I'm doing it in such a public place. That brings so much memories. How you chose to go after a stuck-up good girl like that, I'll never know. Scoot over a bit again. Let me get back to the seat. Oh. Oh. Oh, hello. You must be his girlfriend. Hi. I'm his ex. The one you didn't want to meet. Oh, so sorry, I'm a bit of a mess. I still have his cum on my lips. I didn't expect you to come here so early. I thought you were still having fun with your friends without him. Well, it's nice to finally meet you. Now, I'd like to stay and chat, but seeing as you're doing everything you could to avoid me, I think it's best if I go. Oh, word of advice, though. If you want to keep him, don't be a stuck-up bitch and actually suck his cock. If you want, I can even help you in that regard. I can train you, you know. Otherwise, well, Master, you know where to find me should this bitch not give you what you need. You know I'll always be your little kitten. See you.